Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
4 Americans are missing in Mexico, kidnapped, says the FBI. The AP's Donna Warder.
4 Americans have been kidnapped just across the border in Mexico. The FBI says the 4 U.S. citizens had entered Matamoros, Mexico, Friday from Brownsville, Texas. They were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates when the FBI says gunmen opened fire on the vehicle. The FBI says the Americans were placed in a vehicle and taken away by armed men.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the return of the victims and the arrest of the kidnappers. A Southwest Airlines flight on the way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, had to turn back to Cuba after it hit some birds and an engine caught fire. The cabin filled with smoke, but the plane landed safely in Cuba. No injuries reported. So who's going to get snow today? The National Weather Service's William Churchill.
For today, for snowfall, we're looking at the Great Lakes region into northern Pennsylvania. And that'll be the area where there's decent potential, like 10 to 40% odds of seeing greater than 4 inches of snow through that area. So those areas are under a winter weather advisory.
Then there's Palm Springs, Florida, where the temperature is expected to hit 86 today. Now to that derailment of another Norfolk Southern cargo train in Ohio. Officials say no hazardous materials were involved in that derailment on Saturday and no injuries. This was the second derailment of a company train in the state in a month. Philippine President Marcos calls it terrifying. Weekend shootings that killed a provincial governor and 8 others in a crowd. Now he's ordering police to crack down on illegal firearms. Bulgaria's health authorities say that country is destroying about 3 million expired COVID doses. The health minister says there aren't enough people who want the shots. This is AP News. Many Democrats in New Hampshire are unhappy with President Biden.
Many New Hampshire rank-and-file Democrats are upset with President Biden for supporting South Carolina's successful bid to hold the nation's earliest presidential primary. Republican Governor Chris Sununu called the calendar shift a horrible miscalculation that could cost Biden the nomination. Concerns in New Hampshire run deeper, in line with polls that show Democrats nationwide oppose the 80-year-old's re-election plans. Voters cited Biden's age, his lack of support among progressives, and the messy withdrawal from Afghanistan. Former New Hampshire House Speaker Steve Shurtleff campaigned with Biden in 2019 and 2020, but on the eve of a new election season, asked if he wants Biden to run again. Shurtleff says, in my heart of hearts, no. Biden's allies privately believe the primary dispute will be long forgotten. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says voters asked Biden to do one job in 2020, defeat President Trump. And now, Cooper says, he's going to do it again. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. Men's college basketball's top-ranked team wins 67-65 at Memphis when Jamal Shedd knocked down an 18-foot jump shot at the buzzer. The head coach of the Cougars, Kelvin Sampson.
Our kids know how to win. I've said that multiple times. To beat 29-2 and 17-1 and winning every gym in the league is just proud of our program.
The only other top 10 matchup would see Big Ten champion and fifth-ranked Purdue knock off Illinois 76-71. On the women's side, number 1 South Carolina wins the SEC Tournament Championship with a 74-58 win over Tennessee, giving head coach Dawn Staley's team a record of 32-0.
We used to come to this tournament and we're out in one day, and then the season was over. So it was just working towards getting to this place. And once we're here, we're going to enjoy it.
The Knicks win their 9th in a row, doubting Boston 131-129 in double overtime as Julius Randle scores 31 points.
I think the biggest thing is we're just having fun playing. You know, everybody's just enjoying being out there and competing at a really high level.
Giannis Antetokounmpo scores 23 points to lead the Bucks past the Wizards 117-111. Milwaukee has an NBA best record of 46-18. On the ice, Vegas moves into sole possession of first place in the Pacific Division with a 4-3 win over Montreal. Goaltender Jonathan Quick posts the victory in his first start with the Golden Knights.
It's a fun building to play in front of, and These fans are great. We've known that, you know, since day one, since this team came here 5-6 years ago. So, yeah, definitely a warm reception, and, you know, I enjoyed that.
Kurt Kitayama records his first PGA Tour victory, winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. William Byron is the winner of the NASCAR event at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And Texas Tech has suspended head men's basketball coach Mark Adams for a racially insensitive comment to a player. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
One of the potential Republican challengers to former President Trump's 2024 election bid has announced he's not running for president. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a moderate politician, had long positioned himself as an alternative to Donald Trump in 2024. But he's told the New York Times he has no desire to put his family through another grueling campaign just for the experience, noting that he would be an underdog. Donald Trump at the conservative CPAC convention blasted anti-Trump Republicans.
We had a Republican Party that was ruled by freaks, neocons, globalists, open border zealots, and fools.
In his speech, he vowed to expose, quote, rhino Republicans and seek retribution against those who are, quote, destroying the country.
For those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley and businessman Perry Johnson are challenging Trump's presidential bid. Several others are expected to soon enter the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For the first time, over 100 United Nations members have agreed on a unified treaty to protect biodiversity in the high seas. The treaty is a turning point in a years-long effort to bestow order on vast stretches of the planet where conservation was hampered by a confusing patchwork of laws. The agreement will create a new body to manage ocean life conservation and establish marine protected areas in ocean regions outside national boundary waters. Initially, the negotiations were anticipated to end on Friday, but stretched deep into Saturday, concluding a total of 2 weeks of talks in New York. Raina Lee, UN Ambassador for Oceans and Law of the Seas Issues, expressed her gratitude at the accomplishment, saying,
"Good evening-ish, ladies and gentlemen. The ship has reached the shore."
Experts say that a global oceans treaty is needed to enforce the UN's pledge to protect 30% of the planet's oceans, as well as its land, for conservation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
What if by some miracle we stay and actually make it out of here?
Actor Tom Sizemore has died in his sleep at a hospital in Burbank, California, 2 weeks after suffering a brain aneurysm. He was 61. Sizemore was known for the movies Saving Private Ryan, Heat, and Natural Born Killers. He dealt with several run-ins with the law and substance abuse that destroyed his career.
Anybody that says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Chris Rock performs his first stand-up special since Will Smith hit him at the Oscars last year. Chris Rock's Selective Outrage streamed live from Baltimore on Netflix Saturday. John Mellencamp will donate his memorabilia to Indiana University, which will create a permanent archive of his work and commission a statue of Mellencamp that will stand in the Fine Arts Plaza. Creed 3 takes the top spot at the box office in its debut weekend.
I'm just getting started, little brother.
The third Creed movie knocks the third Ant-Man movie out of first place. Creed 3 made $58 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania drops to a distant second with $12.5 million. Cocaine Bear is in third place. Demon Slayer Kumetsu no Yaiba to the Swordsmith Village is in fourth. Jesus Revolution is number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.